Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Daryl's in for Andy today. I'm Jeff Phelps. The Denver Nuggets kind of inspired me because they picked up a two-time NBA MVP. He's up there on the big screen right now. Guy who is a tremendous basketball player in the second round of the 2014 draft. And they got lucky. Let's be honest. If they didn't get lucky, and if Denver ever said, oh, well, we knew all the time that he was going to be the guy, well, then why did you take another 7-foot European center in the first round ahead of him? Okay? Let's be honest.
Let's be honest, Jeff.
They got lucky.
Luck is a big part of sports.
Huge. And let's not ignore that. It's huge. And that's why there is a chance that maybe the Cavs get lucky with the 49th pick coming up in the draft. And we do this today because you saw what a second-round pick can do for a basketball team. Are the Cavs going to get that lucky with the 49th pick? No, they're not. But you never know. And I thought, have the Cavs gotten lucky with second-round picks before? And the answer, Daryl, is, kind of. That's the answer. So with that thought in mind, we proudly present the Baskin and Phelps Cavaliers all-time second-round teams. We usually save that for the van updates, but we kind of figured we needed something to jazz this up, so we're doing double duty.
Has
there.
has a little Cavalier theme
it
to
does.
It too.
Yeah, it does.
It fits.
So here's the deal. I kind of tried, and tried is the key word because there aren't enough Cav draft choices, second round and beyond, who were hugely impactful as members of the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is absolutely true.
By the way,
there's just not enough of them.
And the first name on the list, all-time great sports name.
And a gentleman, by the way. Really like him. So here's the first team of all Cavaliers' second-round and beyond draft choices. And this is based mainly on guys who contributed to the Cavaliers. But again, there aren't that many of them. And in the backcourt, taken in the second round in 1974, Clarence Foots Walker. In the backcourt with him, taken in the second round of the 2006 draft, Daniel Booby Gibson. In the front court, taken in the second round of the 2002 NBA draft, Carlos Boozer, who spent just two seasons in Cleveland and was dang good. He averaged 15 points and 11 rebounds in LeBron's rookie year. He was really good.
And then fooled the blind man into getting out of town.
That was such a... Honestly, Daryl...
I couldn't resist.
The words I heard, Mr. Gund, I am a man of honor. You can trust me. Just telling you. Carlos ended up going to Utah and was really good. And you could tell when he was here, LeBron's rookie year especially, Carlos had like a 35-point, 20-rebound game, and you thought, where'd that come from? And you thought, this guy could be really good if he gets the opportunity to do something other than be second fiddle to LeBron. And guess what? he was. So far on this team, Footsie Walker, Booby Gibson, Carlos Boozer, along with Carlos in the front court, the best second round and beyond draft choice in Cavaliers history, John Hot Rod Williams. Now, if you remember Hot Rod's deal, this is how you get lucky. This is Michael Porter lucky. The NBA said, don't draft this guy. The NBA told everybody, don't draft this guy because of the scandal at Tulane. And nobody drafted him for a while. And then the Cavs went out and drafted him in the second round, brought him in. He sat out his first year. He didn't come in right away. He came in with the group of Brad Daugherty and Mark Price and Ronnie Harper in 86. Hot Rod spent 9 seasons with the Cavaliers, did whatever he was asked to do, and did it really well. He averaged 12.9 points and 7.1 rebounds as a member of the Cavaliers, the best second-round pick in Cavaliers history as far as having an impact on the Cavaliers. And in the starting lineup with them, Daryl, taken in the third round in 1979, a guy who had one of the greatest lines in Cavalier history when he said, I'm about the only guy in the NBA who makes less money than his father because his dad worked for Owens Corning in Toledo. From the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, Bill Laimbeer. Bill Laimbeer.
That's a strong starting five right there.
Year and a half with the Cavs, and then he was traded to Detroit, and we all know what happened from there. But as a Cavs rookie, he was pretty good. He averaged 9.8 points and 8.6 rebounds a game. And then the Cavs traded him. Kenny Carr came back. And so your first team is Footsie Walker, Booby Gibson, Carlos Boozer, Hot Rod Williams, and Bill Laimbeer. What do we learn from that? Draft guys with great nicknames in the second round.
Hot Booby, Rod and Booby and Footsie.
Booby, Hot Rod, and Footsie. Your second team. And here's where it starts to get shaky.
This is where Jeff's arms get very long from reaching.
Daryl, oh my God. And this is why, okay, can't count on a second round draft choice, okay?
But you can get lucky in the second round.
And the Cavs did. They got Hot Rod because why? They took a chance.
Right.
NBA said don't draft him. No, we're taking him. It was Harry Weltman who drafted him. All right, we're going to bring him in. And they didn't for a year, right? He sat there. Okay, then he comes in. Hot Rod was terrific, a really good player. Booby, short shelf life. Clarence Walker, Footsie ended up with the Nets. He had a great NBA career. And Carlos Boozer had a great NBA career. So they got lucky a couple of times. And Laimbeer, great NBA career. Here come the guys without great NBA careers. And honestly, this is the next 5 best guys, Daryl, that I thought were there. Chucky Brown, who played for about, 40 teams and played only 2-plus years with the Cavs, but he had a long NBA career. It was a second-round pick in 1989. Winston Bennett, third-round pick in 1988. All right, Winston wasn't terrific, but he was around a long time.
And he was good enough to make your second team.
Yeah. Here's a guy that, and can you get lucky here? Spent 16 seasons playing in the NBA, and he was a fourth round pick, and couldn't hit a free throw to save his life. Chris Dudley, but Chris was a really good rebounder, and Chris could score inside.
I gotta tell you, it drives me nuts, guys that can't hit free throws, because it's the one line on the floor that never changes, whether you're
from junior high, or
the NBA. It's the one line that never changes.
And you know what I always think about with free throws? I think about Rick Barry. Rick Barry shot the underhand free throws, and Rick always said, "You stink shooting free throws. Let me show you how to do it. Check your manhood at the door. We're going to shoot like grandma." Nobody would do it.
I will say, I thank Shaq for making free throw shooting at least entertaining. If you're not going to be good at it, make it entertaining.
A guy who had a really good NBA career, Johnny Newman.
Hello, Newman.
It was a Cavs second-round pick in 1986. Johnny came in with the Daugherty and the Harper Price class, and he spent only 1 year with the Cavs. And then in 19,
and yet he made your all-time.
Yeah, and he made my all-time team, Daryl. That's what we're doing here in the second round.
I just want to know how sore are your arms right now?
Not really. It's getting there though. Cedric Henderson was a second-round pick in 1997. Coach Fratello, if you're listening, nice job. Mike got him to average 10 points a game as a rookie for the Cavaliers on the team with Sean Kemp and Brevin Knight and Derek Anderson. And
he really,
Zadrunas.
I know Coach Fratello appreciate this, but he really did turn water into wine with those Cavalier teams.
Oh, without question.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Cedric, here's how fleeting things can be. Ced comes in as a rookie and averages 10 points a game. Signed a multi-year contract with the Cavs. He was done. He lasted 5 years in the NBA. Was out. So the second team, Chucky, Winston Bennett, Chris Dudley, Johnny Newman, Cedric Henderson.
So you young players get paid when you can get paid.
Your luck is running out. Now, this to me is really interesting. Cavs have the 49th pick in the second round. Unfortunately, I don't think the Cavs are in a position to show patience because they have a team that's...
They got to win now.
Yeah, Daryl, they do. But listen to these three names. And what do the Cavs need?
Shooting.
From the wing. In 2003, they drafted Jason Capono in the second round. He was the second-round pick in LeBron's draft. And he spent only 1 year in Cleveland. They lost him to Charlotte in the expansion draft.
Right.
And Jason didn't have a phenomenal NBA career, but, man, could he shoot the three. Won the three-point shootout, I believe, 1 year at the All-Star weekend. So you found a shooter in the second round. And what was he? He was a four-year college guy, I believe, at UCLA, and could shoot. In 2009... You drafted Danny Green in the second round out of North Carolina. What was Danny? Four-year college player who could shoot. And you weren't patient with Danny because you had LeBron and you needed to win, right? So you weren't patient. But what has Danny done? He's had a great NBA career by doing what? Shooting. And in 2014, you couldn't be patient with Joe Harris because why? Well, you had LeBron. You needed to win.
Yep.
And so you weren't patient with Joe. And what has Joe done? He's had a fine NBA career by shooting. So the first team of Cavaliers all-time second round and beyond draft picks, some interesting guys. Footsie Walker, Daniel Gibson, Carlos Boozer, who was a beast, Hot Rod, who was outstanding, and Bill Laimbeer, who had a great career. Second round guys, okay. But I think the interesting thing is you can find shooters in the second round.
Which is what the Cavs need.
Yes.
But and can you shoot well as a rookie
immediately? Because if not, they might blow you up. At least that's what history shows us. And Daryl, let me ask, and this is the key to me. Do you think they're in the same position with Donovan Mitchell here as they were with LeBron where, dang it, we better win now. And we can't be patient and develop a guy who we might be able to get in the second round like Joe Harris or Danny Green or Jason Capono.
Yeah, I mean, the draft develop thing was from 2018 until last year. They're beyond draft develop. Like, they need players that can impact winning now, similar to where the Browns were in the offseason.
Yeah.
They need players that can impact winning now. Like, a guy that can learn to shoot 3 years from now, Jeff,
doesn't
right?
help us.
It doesn't help me today, and that's where the Cavaliers need the help.
So how do they do that? Desmond's in New York City before he leaves for London, apparently. Hi, Des.
Yeah, Monday, Jeff, so I got to get this in.
Safe travels, buddy. Safe travels.
Thank you. Daryl. Darius Mitchell. Darius Garland, sorry, is not a great player in any universe. So stop using that term to describe him. Please stop. Okay.
And I know, he made an all-star team already.
That's great. That's wonderful. He's great. What did he do, 2-for-27 in three games in that series? Come on. He's not a great player. Stop. Reevaluate.
He had a bad playoff series.
I like him.
He's not a great player. Okay, let's talk about the Cavs, what they need to do. If you want to trade Donovan, which you should do, because he's probably coming to the Knicks as a free agent, and the Knicks are going to have Embiid, you need to get rid of Donovan while you can and trade Garland if you can, and then build around. Look at the Knicks. The Knicks have 7 first-round picks in the next 2 years. That's how they're going to get Embiid. You're not going to get great players. Donovan's not taking you to a title on his own. He's not a great player. He's never been past the second round. You have to be smart and rebuild. The Cavs have to rebuild. So stop talking about winning now. You have to rebuild. The Cavs are in rebuild mode.
Are you
smart.
Nuts?
No, I'm not nuts. I'm smart. You're nuts. You're nuts.
You think they should rebuild now? They just built the team.
You think you're keeping Donovan Mitchell?
Well, no, I don't. But
okay, so rebuild.
You try and win next year, and if it doesn't work, then you trade him.
You're not winning next year.
Well, let's see how it plays out.
Daryl, or Desmond, safe travels, buddy.
Have a safe trip to London.
Okay, Let me throw this
you
at
have
you.
To
hold on. Let me throw this at you. What Desmond just said, listen, what Desmond just said is my fear for this team. That's my fear. My fear is that Darius is good and not great, and that Donovan isn't sticking around.
The reason,
and Daryl, you're never going to recoup what you gave up for Donovan Mitchell if you trade him, and what Desmond just said is my fear. Now, do I think that's what's going to happen? I don't know. But that's, Des, that's my fear for this team, is that Desmond's right.
He's not.
Okay. We'll see. But that's my fear for this team.
Darius took a step back this year to accommodate Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I know. I know. We're going to make Jeff Thomas do it next. And by the way, enjoy that second round all-time Cavs draft pick and beyond team. Footsie, Booby, Boozer, Hot Rod, and Bill Laimbeer. It can be done. It can be done. Just say that to yourself, Cam fans. It can be done. It can be done.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As the blood leaves Jeff Thomas's face as he exits the room, enjoy your weekend, my friend.
Bye, boys.
How have you been doing since gambling's been legal here in Ohio? I ask. Even if you've been making money, always room to improve on every bet you make, and you can do that by using BetQL.com. Unlock best bets each day and see how the experts are spending their money. Sign up today for a free trial. You can visit BetQL.com today. My buddy over there is Daryl Ryder. He's in for Andy Baskin today. I'm Jeff Phelps. We talked a lot of NBA basketball. Daryl, of course, covers the Cavs for us and covers the Guardians from time to time. Daryl, let's be, your job title is Browns Beat Reporter, but you cover a lot of things.
I've seen a lot of stuff. That's going to be the title of my book when I retire. I've seen some stuff, although stuff might not be the word I use.
Well, we're going to talk a little Browns with you right now in just a second. But Jeff in University Heights has been hanging on. Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Hello, Daryl. So, first of all, the guy from New York, in the words of Stephen A. Smith, do and so appropriate given what the segment you did with Jeff Thomas. Put the weed down, dude. The Cavs aren't going to rebuild. The Cavs aren't rebuilding, man. That's what they just got finished doing. I do agree with him, however. Darius Garland is not a great player. You can't be a great player when, Daryl, I can name off the top of my head, just in the Eastern Conference alone, 5 point guards that are better than him. Trey Young, Javante Murray, Drew Holiday, James Harden. That's 4 right there. And Jalen Brunson. That's 5 point guards just in the East alone. And
well,
you know,
I wonder how good Darius would have been this season if Donovan Mitchell was not here. Because that my point is that I feel like Donovan, I don't want to say took anything away from Darius, but Darius took a step back to accommodate Donovan this year. That's the point that I'm making. Like, he was an all-star last year, or 2022, right?
Yeah.
And he backed off a little bit to accommodate Donovan. So I do think that Darius is a great player. The numbers don't reflect that, and I understand that. And my point is, it's because Donovan was here, and he took a step back.
Well, to your point, Daryl, being an all-star, yeah, that's good. That's an accomplishment. But Jeff Teague was an all-star once in his career as well.
Wow.
And I don't think you would call him a great player. I think Darius Garland trends more towards Jeff Teague, who was a good player. He wasn't a bum. He wasn't a stiff. But you wouldn't call him a great player. My point is, I think
Darius Garland's a perennial all-star in the making. I don't think he's a one-hit wonder. I think he is a perennial all-star potential. But again, that potential wasn't realized this year because he, you know, put his ego aside.
How about if I sum it up this way? And Jeff, thank you for the phone call. Darius is a really good NBA player. And we'll see where he goes because he's only 23 years old.
I think he's going to be a great player, Jeff. I'm going out on that limb, and I'm hoping that branch doesn't break.
Daryl, I'm not disagreeing with you on that. Raymond's in North Canton. Hi, Raymond.
Hey, I just wanted to call. I caught the end of your segment talking about second-round picks.
Yeah.
And, Jeff, to your point, it can be done.
It can. And you got to be lucky, Raymond.
It can be done. It happens every year. Austin Reeves was what? He wasn't even drafted.
Correct.
But here's the guy, and you're going to love him, Jeff. He's 6'8". He's not 6'5", and they're saying he's 6'5", when he's probably only 6'4". He's actually 6'8". And he shot 6 three-pointers last year and hit 40% of them. His name's Hunter Tyson from Clemson. Just look him up. He's perfect. He's risen up. He's done well in the camps. He's probably going to be a second-round pick. That's my guy. And it can be done.
All right, Raymond.
Have a nice day.
You're not betting money on that, though, I'm sure. Are you? No, I don't think you are. I don't think you're betting money on that. To wrap up our Cavs thought, Daryl, you got to be patient here. Nobody wants to be patient. No, nobody wants to be patient. And people want to keep talking about this, so we will. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
Darius Garland, a perennial all-star? I think not. No way, man. I know y'all heard that dude's interviews after those games.
You got a cold, Todd? You okay?
Yeah, man. I'm getting on the back end of it.
Right.
I'm on the back end of it.
Keep going.
But no way, man. Y'all heard that dude's comments after those games when he's like, "I think we laid down," and I called y'all about that. It's like, you don't think you laid down. You laid down. You don't say something like that out loud. No, man. He's gonna be good, and he is good now. But nah, that's not a branch you holding on to, Daryl. That's a leaf, and both your feet are still on the ground. That's why I didn't fell off.
Wow.
No way. Not Garland. Not Garland.
A lot of Darius hate today on the show, Jeffrey.
Todd, thank you. Honey and lemon. Todd.
Oh, wow.
Honey and lemon. See, Daryl, this is my problem sometimes with sports fans, okay? There's no question that Darius Garland is a really good NBA player. But what do people expect him to be? Do you want him to be Chris Paul? Do you want him to be Trae Young? Well, he's not as good of a passer as Chris Paul, and he's not as good of a scorer as Trae Young. But does that mean that you kick him to the curb? No. It means you build with him. It means you're patient. It means you let a 23-year-old develop a little bit. I mean, that's my problem sometimes with sports fans. Hey, the dude's really good. Everybody thought he was an absolute bust his first year, remember?
It's my fault, Jeff, because I used the wrong adjective. I said great. My bad.
Jim's in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
I'm sorry. Hey, guys. I could not sit by and let this Darius Garland blasphemy go on. Darius Garland did the mature thing and took a step back this year. Darius Garland is a great shooter. He is a good passer. Darius Garland has the potential. His potential is practically limitless. He is 23 years old. This kid showed you last year what he could be. I cannot sit back and listen to this that he's some average player. He is anything but an average player. He's the one that was forced to sacrifice this year. Look, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think the Mitchell trade was something that you had to do, but I think it's something that in the long term is going to hurt the team because you traded for a superstar. You traded for a star. I will not say Donovan Mitchell is a superstar, and I don't think it's his fault. One,
traded for a star that you're expecting to play like a superstar. How about that?
I just don't think he's physically gifted like the superstars in the league are. I don't think he's – or on the other end of things, like a Steph Curry, I don't think he can shoot like a superstar. You know what I mean? He doesn't have that. Yes, is he a good finisher? He's a good finisher. He's not a great finisher. Is he a good three-point shooter? He's a good three-point shooter. He's not a great three-point shooter. I just think there's limitations to his game that are associated not just with his game but with his size in general. Nothing he can control. But this attitude that Darius Garland is just kind of a throw-in of – Darius Garland is a core member of this team. I would move Donovan Mitchell before I would move Darius Garland.
Well, I got news for you. They're probably going to be moving Donovan Mitchell at some point.
Man, I don't know. Jim, thank you very much. Jim, we had to cut you a little short because the Poopah has walked into the studio and has sat down in front of a microphone. That usually means something.
Wait a minute. I did not say what I wanted to say.
Hi, Poobah.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt your Cavs conversation.
Yeah.
So I got to get to Akron. I'm doing the remote engineering for Dustin and Jonathan Peterlin today. So we were cutting a promo, and I need
your
guy.
Did you get a ding for working with your own guys?
I mean, he's like, I'm going to be out in Akron.
Well, no, work to do, so I need help with something.
Right, I just wanted to ding him.
So, Daryl, we cut a promo this morning of your appearance with the morning show. So I want to make sure that this is okay with you before we actually put it in rotation. And because I need to go, this is the only time where we can actually do this. So is it okay if we play this now?
Sure.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's a little creepy.
I wanted your permission before we start airing it. Oh, wait, we just...
I was going to say it's a little late.
So what
Daryl
do you think?
Daryl, creepy one there.
Daryl,
so
what do you think?
Well, I'm just glad that when Ken gave me the bottle back, there was still some sunscreen left in it. So.
Wow. When you got to lift body parts to put sunscreen on, is that bad?
It's not optimal.
So is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Jeff?
Why not? They're wild and wacky.
Meredith?
I approve. I don't know if my approval matters, but I approve.
All right, we have a quorum.
I am a little disappointed, though, there was not a Silence of the Lambs cut inserted into
that. Well, I mean, we have rights that we have.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the lawyer's got to ruin all the fun.
Where are the boys going to be this afternoon?
It's the I think it's called the Glow Golf Tournament.
The J. Edward Goodpark Golf
That's
Tournament.
Correct, yes. Akron. So they're starting at
fine course, by the way.
For the United Way of Summit County.
Very nice.
And they start basically at sundown and play with lip balls.
Harold Varner III is going to be there, right?
That's correct.
Akron-born?
Yeah, I believe he won the last LIV golf tournament.
He did. Akron-born guy.
Yep. So I got to go. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you again for your editorial consent, Daryl.
For those of us in Summit County, it's just known as Good Park. And apparently the story is when J. Edward Good passed away, he gave his land to the city of Akron based on the fact that you can have this as long as there's a golf course on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That's the way the story's always gone. And supposedly, the story is also, and if you ever want to do anything other than have a golf course, it goes back to my family. Love it. It's a great great course, great public course in Akron. So have a good time, Andy.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's Poobah right there. He's going to Akron. Gotta like that.
Isn't he lucky?
Don't you, though? Hey, Bob called. Let's wrap this up. Bob in Euclid. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi, guys. You know, Darius did have a real good year last year, but that's when he was running the offense. And if you notice, the only game the Cavs beat the Knicks was when they ran the offense through Darius, and he distributed. Everybody got their points, but I'm just – and I like both of them. I like both of them a lot. I like Donovan Mitchell. I like Darius. But Long term, I don't know how you can have 2 6-foot-1 guards and who both need the ball to be effective.
Bob, you sound like me.
And me.
Yep. Bob, thank you. That's the catch. I really like Darius.
It's my fault. I said great.
I really like Donovan.
That's what started this wildfire, Jeff. I will take full accountability. I used the word great.
I don't
and
know.
And people didn't appreciate the fact that I used the word. But I feel like
welcome to my life.
He's going to be a great player. And when you make an all-star team at the age of 22, that's pretty impressive. And then also to keep your ego in check, to bring in a guy, another star, that's maturity. And I will not stand for Darius Garland slander while I'm sitting in this chair.
Daryl, over the last 2 years, he's averaged over 21 points and 8 assists per game and shot 46%. That's really good. You could say that's great. I'm with Bob. The combination of the two, to me, might not be the best team you can put on the floor. And that's where they're going to have to figure things out. And we'll see if they do. A nice little Cavs conversation that just got people all fired up. Based around our second round team, and then, oh my goodness, that was fun. You know what's even more fun? That's right, folks. Talking to Brian Anderson, Rays color analyst, coming up next here on Baskin and Phelps with Daryl in for Andy.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All across our nation, many injured service members need our help.
I was deployed 3 times, 2 times to Iraq, 1 Afghanistan. Our vehicle ended up hitting an improvised explosive device.
You can honor and empower those who have sacrificed so much for us. At Wounded Warrior Project, we provide free, life-changing programs and services that can change a person's life forever.
I was just so worried that I wasn't going to be able to fulfill my job as a father.
They need your help, and they need Wounded Warrior Project.